Ken, I thought no one could question your endeavour and the intensity of the ball, and that, what do you think lost it for you in the end?
I think structurally we broke down a couple of times in crucial moments, and we talked about that with the boys, and you know, you just can't accept an excuse like that. Is that you just got to play to every play is so important, because you're getting to end, you get to the end of games at this level, and they usually end up a lot of times pretty close, and it's small margins game where we, as I said, we had a real go at it, but the small margins are crucial, and you've got to identify them early in games, not late in games.
Did you flinch a little bit when Tom Jones came storming out and collected
the outfit? Yeah, I did. Tommy does play close to the line. We understand that's the way he plays his football. You know, Tommy would be disappointed that Gaff's got hurt. You know, I'm sure I've just spoken to him. His concern is all about Gaff and making sure he's okay, and his intent is not to cause the damage that obviously happened. He would be more worried for the player that got hurt than his own self. So, as I said, but he takes it to the edge, and that's the way he plays his footy, and he's made a mistake.
He looked resigned to the fact that he had made it.
Oh no, he's a nice bloke. He knows he made a mistake, you know, and we'll let that take care of itself, and you know, the AFL will take care of that, and Tommy will, you know, as I said, he'll cop what comes his way. But he's more concerned for Andrew basically, and than his own self. He knows he made a mistake.
Ken, it seemed as if the game was to go 5 minutes longer, you might have been able to pinch it. So can you still be happy with the way that they finished the game?
No, look, I think we won a couple. It was two quarters all. I think we might have won the second half. They might have won the first half. It was a pretty tough, solid game of football. There was a lot of combative injuries going on out there for the whole day, you know, and it went down to the wire. They deserved the win. Credit to the West Coast.
When you talk about 10, it started in the first 30 seconds when the captain smothered that kick and then was crunched and got up and kept going. People have been questioning him all year. Is he hurt? He started in the middle, he gets contact on that and keeps going.
He was hurt after the hit. Now, Trav got hurt. Everyone's asked about him being hurt. Well, he got hurt today because their captain hit him pretty solid. It's a great contest, though, and Trav's a good captain. Stood back up, got himself together, and went back and played.
What happened with
his shoulder? No, he just got a whack on the shoulder, and then he got a bad corky. So, you know, he was pretty banged up by the end of the night, but, you know, he'll be fine. At this stage, I expect he'll be right next week.
I can understand you being totally disappointed, you know, with the loss, but I also thought there was some good signs there tonight. A few players, you know, picked up their form, and Charlie Dixon played well, and Wingo, you know,
came. Yeah, actually, I'm not going to deny that there were some players who did some really good stuff, and there were some parts of our game tonight that was like we'd like to see consistently. You know, and our people, you know, they watched tonight, you know, people out here today, you know, 38,000 odd are here again today. I'm sure they would have seen parts that they like, but we're in the winning business. We've got to win. We're not here to play okay. We've got to win.
How far off are you, Ken? You're obviously two different games. You folded against Carlton, come home with a sail tonight. How far?
Clearly we're close to winning, but you know, we're not winning because we're still playing with inconsistencies in our game, and that's what we've got to continue to work at, and we will. We'll keep at it. There's no problems as far as turning back up and going again and giving ourselves the best opportunity, because every time you give yourself a chance, you're getting closer, and that's what we've got to keep doing.
What was the use of Charlie Dixon tonight? He was pushing a long way back down the ground. Probably didn't spend as much time at home.
It's pretty similar. If we're watching our games over the course of the season, Charlie's, you know, he's one of our tall targets when we need him, when we're coming out of our back 50 at times, but he's also a pretty significant target for us when we're going into our front 50. I thought he played a really strong, mature game for us tonight. I thought he's getting better with every game, and as you said before, Chad showed some stuff tonight that was pretty promising for us going forward. But we'll start winning when, as a group, we all do it on the one night.
Injury-wise, how'd you pull up, and
do
you get any players back for next week?
Injury-wise, look, there's a few sore, but no one that I think right now that would be in any trouble for playing. Darcy rolled his ankle, Hammer with his corky and his shoulder. Now, outside of that, Tommy's incident stuff, you know, other than that, I think we'll be pretty normal for the boys who played tonight. We've got a game tomorrow for the Magpies. Look forward to seeing them boys play. We've got Carlisle going out there to play tomorrow. Some other young players that Jesse Palmer, those sort of boys who have been in good form. So hopefully they can continue to grow and give us some good form and give us some opportunities to look at players.
So Darcy was just an ankle, was it?
Yeah. It looked worse, didn't it? Yeah, it looked a lot worse than that. At the time, I thought, that looked like a knee, but I'm glad it wasn't, because he's had a really strong, you know, 6 or 7 weeks for us, and he's been one of the real shining lights for us.
Close win, can you do it when you lose the rucks by that amount?
Oh, sort of hard one to answer because you can't do much about it. Nat Nui's an elite ruckman. Jacko's doing a courageous job for us, trying his absolute best, but you know, I think the hit-outs were 71 to 15 or something. It does make it a bit harder, but that's why I give a lot of, you know, our internal, inside our mids and Jacko together, they're working damn hard to break even. We understand the challenge we have, but that's just a challenge. It's not an excuse, it's just a challenge.
Is he enjoying that role? He's playing sort of a ruckman, but he's almost playing with another midfielder in there as well.
Well, his form suggests he's going okay, and he's obviously playing some pretty good footy for us, but, you know, again, is it his first preference? Is it his first position? You know, at the moment, it's been working for us to a point, but, you know, we would certainly like to have a ruckman in there. All good?
Thank you.
Thanks.